real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
It's time once again for Hawaii's premier automotive repair and maintenance call-in radio show, Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. Now, here he is, the host of Hawaiian Automotive 101, former race car driver, master automotive technician, and famous for being the mothball mechanic, Mr. George Nita.
Aloha, and thanks for tuning in to Automotive 101, coming to you live from Honolulu, Hawaii, and also live on the internet. I want to announce we're going to remain on the air and on the same station, and we're also working towards getting a two-hour show. Okay, so that's the heads up for this week. Don't panic. We're still going to be here. Okay. So, anyway, the closing of Hawaii Raceway Park also hit the economy because lots and lots of car enthusiasts were buying parts. So, naturally, the parts industry has slowed down dramatically by closing of the Raceway Park. Everything gets hit, not only the Raceway Park. So, I don't know. What's up with that? Instead of trying to make the economy better, they're making it worse. Okay? Now, those of you have that run across a dead battery on your car, you have to jump start it. Do not drive the car. Okay? I mean, you can, but it's, you're making a bigger bill for yourself because you're not supposed to operate any vehicle with a dead battery. You really kick the butt on your alternator. If you want to see what I mean, go to a parts store like Napa, go get an alternator, open the box and read the big red label on it. Do not operate alternator on a dead battery. Okay? It's going to burn the new alternator. Well, you got an old alternator in there. You got a dead battery. It's going to burn your alternator. And if you don't mind paying $400 to $600 for an alternator on most cars, then do it. Just bring it to me. And my son Todd will change it for you, gladly. Okay? Some of the cars is $700 for an alternator. All depends. So, you choose. Also, if you buy a cheapy battery, it also kills the life of the alternator. There's no cheap way, folks. Buy a good Optima battery. It saves your alternator. It saves your starter. And also gives you about 2 to 3 miles more per gallon on gas. Whoopee. That's the way to go. You get a cheapy battery. Don't want to mention the name, but it's the most popular in Hawaii. That one there takes away gas mileage, maybe 2 to 3 miles, less gas mileage, cuts your alternator life shorter, cuts your starter life shorter, and gives you a lot of headache. So, go with a good Optima battery. A lot of your cars today, the computer is located right next to the battery. Why do you think the manufacturers put them there? Not because they were chintzy on the wires. No, because the battery lets off acid, and the acid will eat the heck out of your computer. And when the computer burns out, most people just turn the car in. Okay, so on the Optima battery, there is no acid, no liquid, so you can run it upside down, sideways, whatever way, and nothing will come out. So it's a cleaner, better, more economical battery to have. Okay? If you have car problems, so want to make a comment, announcement, whatever it is, tell us you're getting married, call us at 808-296-5467. 808-296-5467. Don't wait until we're going off the air and try to squeeze in, because there is no such thing as squeezing in. When the hatchet drops, that's it. It's over. Okay? So, anyway, I see a few cars out there with lights on. No lights on at night. I guess there must be either a cat or there must be an owl driving. I can see at night. But if the other people can't see you, if you're going down the freeway, that means you don't have any taillights. So if somebody's speeding, guess what? They're going to come up your you-know-what. Okay? So, safety first. Turn on your lights. It's not going to be eating up your gas mileage. Okay? So, anyway. If you have a question or whatever, give us a call at 808-296-5467. Okay? So, anyway. I have a little story here to tell you. Oh, we have calls already. Okay. Who's on the line?
We have Charles from Mililani.
Hi, Charles.
Hello?
Hi.
Yeah, I have a question about the power steering unit.
About the what?
Power steering unit. The okay. manual says to put automatic transmission fluid.
No.
Oh.
No.
Don't, even though the manual says to put automatic transmission
yes.
fluid, don't put no. Just put regular power steering.
No. I would recommend the Royal Purple power steering fluid.
For all cars?
Yes.
Okay. What's the difference between transmission fluid and power
fluid? Well, transmission fluid cannot be as, what do you call that, slippery. Uh-huh. Make it simple. Because if it's too slippery, then the clutches in the transmission won't grab.
Uh-huh.
So it's kind of aggressive.
Okay.
Whereas the power steering fluid, there's nothing in there to have, nothing in there that you have to be aggressive, so it can be slippery as heck.
So why does Ford say to use transmission fluid?
Huh?
Why does Ford say to use transmission fluid?
I don't know. I don't believe the manufacturers.
Okay.
Because they always have something in their back pocket so that you buy another car.
Thank you, George.
Okay?
Right, thank you.
Okay. Okay, now can I read the story? Wanda? Hello?
Yes.
Oh, okay. This story here is from this person, Christy Fukume. Okay? She had...
Fukumai.
Fukumai. In 2007, she says, I was about to turn left on Alamoana Boulevard from Ward Center when three Micronesian guys ran across from Alamoana Beach Park. I wasn't able to make the green light because of these guys running across the street. One of them jumped into the bed of my pickup truck and the other one had a 5 foot long, 3 inches wide branch from a tree and started hitting the guy and also hitting my truck, damaging the bed and the cab. Damage approximately $2,000. Now the courts had demanded this Micronesian person that hit the truck to pay $250 deductible. The deductible, okay? Now, he has to pay it in increments of $20 a month. How long is that going to take him to pay that off? Now, if you damage somebody's property, aren't you supposed to pay for it? Well, Christie's insurance has to pay for it. Oh, why don't we do the same thing then? We just don't have to have insurance and damage somebody's property and just pay the deductible and let their insurance cover their car. How's that? Same thing. You know, I believe, folks, and you tell me if this is fair or not. If you're a foreigner and you break the law, isn't it fair that you get deported and never to return? What if the damages was $10,000? They don't have to pay that, and your insurance has to pay it. Your premium goes up. Is that fair? I don't think so. See, back in the old days, if you damage people's property, you pay for it. A court doesn't have to tell the people you got to pay for it. They automatically pay for it. But today, everybody don't want to pay for the damages they did to other people's property. They even park in your property to go visit somebody else in another property. Without even saying, hey, excuse me, can I park in your property for a little while? No, they just park it and go. And when you tell them, hey, excuse me, you're parking in my property, they get upset with you. What's wrong with that picture, folks? What's happening? Anyway, that's the problem, okay? And I think the court is wrong. That guy goes to jail and stays in jail until he pays the bill. That's the right way. Other than that, deep autumn. Get him out of here. Anyway, that's my point of view. But as far as the alternator and the battery, lots and lots of people I see jump the battery and drive it into the repair shop to have the battery changed or whatever. Now, if you want to save money, folks, and now is the time to save money, because everything's costing more, especially gasoline. Gasoline price is going up. Whoopee. I don't use any gasoline. I'm 100% ethanol. I don't buy one drop of gasoline. So, those of you running gasoline, well, think about it. Ethanol might be a better way to go. So, anyway, give me a call at 808-296-5467. I hope Tristan from Montreal, Canada is not listening, because I know he wants ethanol and I'm still trying to find a way to get it to him. You know, they have all kind of rules there. You can't go past the border with ethanol.
Maybe he has to go back to the States and try it.
To the what?
Back to U.S. and try it. Drive to the United States.
Oh, that's the way. You can drive to the United States, fill it up, and go back to Canada.
Yeah.
Oh, right.
Okay, we have Rob from Ainahaina.
Hey, Rob. Rob?
Yeah. Hi, George.
Hey. You're early.
Yeah, because, you know, when the teacher says, you better come to class early, because otherwise you're going to miss out.
Yeah, there's no rerun.
That's right. And until we go to 2 hours, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully, one of these days. George, I have the answer to the Micronesian Vandal trivia question.
What's that?
It's a year and a half for the Vandal to pay back.
Okay.
That the driver of that truck.
Mm-hmm.
And in my opinion, the judge was really, really lenient with him, George.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah.
$20 a month?
Yeah.
I mean,
if it was us, you or me...
Stop it.
Forget it.
Holy cow. I was hoping you wouldn't go there, but why not, huh?
That's right. That's only right.
That's right.
How come the other guy gets lenient and we don't?
Yeah.
And how come they get free travel to Hawaii and free food, everything, welfare and everything? Our people don't get it.
No, it's equal justice.
I don't think that's equal.
Don't forget, George, I was watching this program on car racing.
Mm-hmm.
And it was in the state of Alabama. Holy cow. What a sweet quarter mile.
Mm-hmm.
Paved out. Just, I mean, neat, simple bleacher stands, mm-hmm. you know, for the fans.
Yep.
And then, George, nearby.
Yep.
And then, George, nearby, and this might sound a little bit familiar, was a water park.
Wow.
Or some other, you know, any other kind of attraction, yeah?
Mm-hmm. That's all to make money.
And, yes, George, because I don't remember his name. That's not important. But it was his car. He had a beautiful 68 Camaro, yeah?
Mm-hmm.
Just like my next-door neighbor, Jerry, HPD officer that can't race his beautiful metallic blue Camaro. Remember, George, when I used to say when Jerry would start that thing up, me and the cats would jump through the roof? I kind of missed that, the startup, yeah? He would do it in his garage.
Mm.
And, George, you wouldn't believe it. He broke down his parents' old house, built a new house, and he kept the new house small. And I swear, some of the HPD guys that are friends of mine, we all laughed because we figured Jerry built the biggest garage for his cars.
Oh, and yeah. I know a lot of people that do that.
Yeah, you're familiar with the subject, so.
Oh, yeah. Harvey Maeda in Kauai, for one.
Yes. Yeah, I never realized that. Yeah, the builders, they know exactly how to do it.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. The layout and all the systems are all included when they, you know, when they build it from the ground up.
Mm-hmm.
So anyway, yeah, I just thought I'd tickle your ear with that one. And the guy speaking about the raceway and everything in Alabama, he said, oh, they make so much money. Brings a lot of money into the state.
Oh, yes. What happened to Honolulu?
Yeah, and that's why I said, nope, I'm going to lock that into my head, and we just keep bringing it up like a broken record, George, over and over and over again. You know, one of these days, maybe these, well, you know.
Maybe.
Yeah, I know. That's a...
Don't hold your breath.
What is that? What, another great big American word.
Yeah.
All righty.
Thanks for calling.
Aloha.
Aloha.
Okay, we have .3 Dean on the line.
Hey, Dino.
Hey, just wanted to let you know, today is a triumph. You know, with all that ethanol that I bought from you yesterday, 5 gallons, plus Laura gave me 2 of her 14 gallons for being a runner yesterday to help she and Sam get their 12 gallons. Hey, I'm running 35% and no check engine light. I used to get a check engine light at 35% or higher.
You know why?
So again, I don't know what's going on.
The bulb burned out.
Well, actually my strategic plan is, what if I was to do it this route where, okay, every 5 gallons that I go down, everything that I burn, I just keep replenishing it with 5 gallons at a time of ethanol, facing to the point that the 20 gallons get washed, then wouldn't that make it just like 100% ethanol?
It will. And that's what Champ does too.
Oh, okay, that's the secret. I used to wait until it was almost empty, fill it up with ethanol, and then top it off with gasoline. But I think the other way around is to, you do it every 5 gallons that you burn off.
Mm.
Oh, okay.
Well, I don't do that. I just fill with ethanol.
Oh, you just fill with ethanol.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, you'll see me back in a week, because maybe by the middle of next week, because that's about how long it takes me to burn 5 gallons.
Okay.
Okay. Thanks a lot, George.
Okay.
Anyway.
Who's next? Oh,
right. Yeah, we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone, so you don't have to go there. You just call them, and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Sr., either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
Looking for a unique gift? Q-Case has a perfect solution. Our rich, decadent cupcake lollipops are sure to please. Or give that special someone a sweet treat with a uniquely decorated cupcake. Made from scratch using all natural ingredients, Cute Cakes truly are too cute to eat and too delicious to just have one. Call us at 381-8881 or visit our website at cutecakeshawaii.com.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, where's Bob?
Rolling Bob is here. So, George, I was sitting here patiently waiting for you to mention Tesoro.
Oh, I forgot about that.
So what do you think?
Well, it's common sense, Bob. If you're running out of oil in the world, you cut all your small refineries, cut your losses, try to sell it to somebody else, and recover some of your losses. Because once the oil's out, what are you going to do with those small little refineries?
Well, that's true, but I tell you, I've been talking to people, and you know, some people don't think it's a big deal.
Yeah, because people don't know what's going on underneath the ground.
Right, and the other thing is, if the other refinery ever breaks down,
we're done.
Before we're done.
You're done, not me.
Or you got ethanol, but guess where we're all coming?
Too bad.
Yeah, well, you better do one of those Twilight Zones and put some bars around your shop. Because you know everybody's going to show.
No. The ethanol's no good. Don't use it.
Yeah, but anyway, what I was just saying, though, is that even you'll have gas, but I'm saying that the island could not run on one refinery. It's just, and you think gas
well,
is expensive,
tell you something,
now,
Bob,
it's going to go nuts with just one refinery.
I tell you something, Bob. I don't care how many refineries you have, if there's no more oil, you ain't going to have none.
No, nope, that's true. And, you know, like the people in like Nome, Alaska, right, they're shut off all year. They got to bring it in by a boat.
There you go.
And they're waiting. They're stuck.
It's running out, Bob.
Yeah.
It's running out. Do you know that there's five or six small little cities in the USA that for 3 weeks had no gasoline?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you know, I read all that kind of stuff. And I tell people, and they don't believe me.
Yeah, because people are like that. Look at the tsunami. When they said the tsunami's coming, how many people believed the tsunami was coming?
Right. No, people go down the beach.
Oh, yeah.
They want to take pictures. Sit in the chair and watch.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. You know, but... what can I tell you? Except this. take care of your car, it'll take care of you, and you can't hoard gasoline and store it.
Yeah, it goes dead in a week.
It goes dead on you, and then you got water in your car. And all of you fence makers, you should start calling George. He's going to need a lot of barbed wire fence.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, we'll talk to you next week. Aloha.
That's true. Who's next?
Okay, we have Don from Kaneohe.
Hey, Don.
Hey, George, how's it going?
Okay.
Yeah, you know, concerning the Tesoro, there was a new segment on, actually, I went to talk to another talk show host show this weekend, actually this week, and they were talking about, you know, alternative fuels, so I called about ethanol. As soon as I told everything else about it, I got off, this guy calls up, he's a mechanic in Wahiawa or something, he cuts ethanol down and whatnot. And I mentioned about, you know, the NASCARs, they use the ethanol on their raceway mm-hmm. and whatnot. Is it, oh, no, those cars, they're high performance and blah, blah. I'm a former race driver and blah, blah, blah. And he said, ethanol is no good, you know, for the cars with gasoline and, you know, all that kind of stuff. He said, retains water, it's a solvent. I said, what the heck are you talking about? He said, drop how many cars, gasoline tanks to change the fuel pumps and whatnot. I said, this guy doesn't know about ethanol.
He doesn't.
Yeah, and I mentioned that somebody sells it in Oahu, and also mentioned that somebody called up, and actually the host asked the mechanic, what do you think about the octane? Is it, if I have 92, when I fill up, is it actually 92? And the guy said he couldn't answer that question.
Yeah, because he don't have a tester.
Yeah, and somebody called up later, I think one of your callers is usually on your show, and she said, so the host, that, you know, the octane level is not correct. They don't have enough inspectors in one.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't know what's going on with you guys. But
well, just to let you know, my Pantera runs 100% ethanol. Mm-hmm. And my pickup truck, my 84 Chevy pickup, the red truck, right, is on 100% ethanol, and I'm loving it.
Yeah. And, well, you know, I can't stand these guys that don't understand what's going on. But anyway, George, you have a good weekend.
You too.
Aloha.
Aloha. Well, you know, folks, people should not say anything about anything unless they have solid evidence. Because if there is a slander lawsuit going down, he would have to prove how he got that answer. And I'm the only one that have 100% ethanol in Hawaii, so I can test it, and I tell you, it doesn't hurt anything. Ethanol is what vodka is made from. Vodka has ethanol and water. Go look at the ingredients. Go look it up. Okay? So, anyhow.
Okay, we have George from the Big Island.
Hey, George.
Hey, hi. I have a question. I have 2001 Toyota Tacoma, and I want to work on the driveline. It's the original, I think, universal, you call it. It's 130,000 miles I have on the car, mm-hmm. and there's no coupling. What are the things I need to get to have that completely serviced?
Is it making noises?
It has a little traveling sound, but I don't know if it's like how you said the other week, could be in the tires, too.
Yeah.
That's why I was going to ask you, is there a way you could do a bearing check on the tires to see if they're wearing out, and or if it could just be the tires itself? I went to Lex Brody, but they said you have to drop the car off for 2 hours just to balance the tires. And I don't have 2 hours to leave a car, you know. And no. The bays were open, too, but how's that?
Mm-hmm.
So they didn't want to take me, so I'm planning on just dropping one tire a day over there and picking it up at the end of the day.
What kind of tires you have on it?
I got the grabber tires that Lex Brody sells.
That's like what's making the noise.
Okay. Okay. I had a feeling, because it has a little punk punk kind of weird sound, like, you know. Punk.
Yeah, it's the tire.
And then when you build up the speed, it's locking onto the sound a little.
Yeah, and for the drive line on a drive shaft, all you got to do is crawl under there and take a look at the universal joints.
Yeah.
And if it's bad, you're going to see a rusty ring around them.
A rusty ring?
Yeah.
Around where the cutter pins go, or in the insert, like into the rear end? Or
no, where, you know where the U-joints are?
Yeah.
Okay, you go look at the U-joints. If they look rusty,
okay,
it's shot.
Okay.
Or you can play with it. Get it, grab it with your hand and try to move it right and left, like forward and back.
Yeah.
and see if it got any play.
Okay.
And if it has, then it's gone. You got to change it. But very seldom does it go out.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So anyway, what would I need to get if I have to get those parts, and where do I get them? Like, I would have to go buy it from CarQuest or go dealer or?
The best place would be is the dealer.
Okay, you're right.
But there's a big but.
The price.
Look at where it was made.
Japan.
Okay, if it was made in Japan, not the box now, the part.
Okay.
Because the box might say Japan, but the part says China.
Mm-hmm.
So look at the part.
Do I need to get a ring or something, too? Because, you know, when you go up towards the front of the car, the bell housing or something, do you have to have that? There's like a little, the inside part, because I did a Ford long time ago. Is that the same type of thing?
No.
I have to buy some type of ring that covers the fluid from coming out from the drive shaft? Or
no.
No? Okay. And where do I get the Akebono brake pads? You got to go dealer, too.
No. Pack Jobber, Pacific Wholesale Jobbers have it.
They have one website. I can probably Google that.
A number, you want to write it down?
Yeah, I'm ready.
834.
Okay.
7757.
Okay. Oh, and one last comment. The thing about the soil, the CEO said Hawaii is no longer meet their vision as favorable for the investors, but they can sell it at a good price.
Yeah, because the world is running out of oil, and our underground, this is not on the top of the ground.
Right.
This is so, well, I'm not supposed to tell you, but the world should be running out of oil in June or July of next year.
Right.
And a lot of people have been hearing this rumor going around about end of the world.
Yeah.
The end of the world is not end of the world. It's no oil. And when there's no oil, the human race is going to be very hostile to each other.
Right.
Instead of using the brains to find ethanol and do ethanol.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, instead of going in trying to take over Libya and then now start up something with Iran.
Yeah, just forget it. Just make it out of sugar cane.
Well, George, I really appreciate your show, and I didn't want to wait to the end.
Okay.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Aloha.
And we'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
If you're having trouble with your car, truck, or SUV and don't know who to trust, call George Nita or his son Todd at Nita's Auto Repair. Whether you need a simple tune-up and oil change, new brakes, or a complete engine or transmission rebuild, Nita's Auto Repair offers fast, reliable, and honest service. And Nita's also specializes in automotive air conditioning service. Nita's Auto Repair is experienced in all makes and models, both foreign and domestic. In business since 1965, Nita's Auto Repair is conveniently located in town at 1316 Kaumuali'i Street. Get it fixed right the first time. Call Nita's Auto Repair at 847-5554. That's 847-5554.
I went to a party, and I remembered what you said. You told me not to drink, Mom, so I had a Sprite instead. I felt proud of myself, the way you said I should. I didn't drink and drive, though some friends said I should. I made a healthy choice, and your advice to me was right. As the party finally ended, and the kids drove out of sight, I got into my car, sure to get home in one piece. I never knew what was coming, Mom, something I expected least. Now I'm lying on the pavement, and I hear the policeman say, that kid that caused this wreck was drunk. Mom, his voice seems so far away. My own blood's all around me as I try hard not to cry. I can hear the paramedics say, this girl's gonna die. I'm sure that guy had no idea while he was flying high, because he chose to drink and drive. Now I would have to die. So why do people do it, Mom, knowing that it ruins life and the pain is cutting me like 100 stabbing knives? Tell my sister don't be afraid, Mom. Tell my daddy to be brave. And when I go to heaven, put daddy's girl on my grave. Someone should have taught him that it's wrong to drink and drive. Maybe if his parents did, I'll still be alive. My breath is getting shorter, Mom. I'm getting really scared. These are my final moments, and I'm so unprepared. I wish that you could hold me, Mom, as I lie here and die. I wish that I could say, I love you, Mom. So I love you, and goodbye.
George Nita wants you to remember, please, don't drink and drive. The life you save may be your own.
She's real fine, my 409. She's real fine, my 409, my 409.
Welcome back to Hawaiian Automotive 101 with George Nita. If you have a question for George, call the Hawaiian Automotive 101 hotline at 296-5467. If you'd like to email your question to George or just listen to the show live on your computer, log on to our website at georgenitta.com. And now, here's George!
Okay, we're back rolling again, and you can give us a call. Don't wait for the last minute. Who's on the line?
We have Aina Haina Rob again.
Aina Haina Rob. Oh, you got a new name now.
Yeah, they should. I should be the one of the lucky ones that has multi-million-dollar repave my little bitty road in Aina Haina. Thanks to Grace Pacific. Whoop-de-doo. Why don't they go down there and take care of the real roads, you know?
That's right.
That's right, George. George, I wanted to come back to ethanol being discussed. Don called in, and he was mentioning it about what, George, what it was is, I just wanted to kind of clean it up a little bit, was, so this guy called in, his brother's a mechanic in YPO, and said that ethanol had done his brother a big favor because the average was they were replacing 60 fuel pumps a month due to ethanol.
Wow.
Yeah. So I hope Don doesn't mind, but I just, he was hitting some of the things, you know, his topics, but I just wanted to come in with a little more clarification. And so,
Rob,
huh?
You know, I would love to see the list of names of all the fuel pump customers that he changed.
Yeah, and you know what, George, I'm not scared of him. He called into Hamada's show, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah, and Hamada was like, whoa, all right, you know, give me your brother's name, you know, and did the whole,
I'd like to see
producer off the air crap.
You know, because I know a lot of other repair shops, and I've questioned them, and they rarely change a fuel pump. And the fuel pump is not damaged from ethanol. The fuel pumps are damaged either from abuse of not changing the fuel filter or the chemicals in the gasoline.
Absolutely.
You know, if the ethanol eats up fuel pumps, oh, my God, my Pantera and my truck is on borrowed time.
Me too with my classic cars, George. The only thing that I've seen bad with the product that they're selling is, and it took a while, but it was just a lot of carbon buildup on the plugs.
Yeah, that's from the diesel.
Yeah, so, you know,
they're adding diesel to the gas.
Yeah, so you know, let's try to keep things straight for the listeners, right?
Right.
Yeah, so anyway, so this guy tried to make a big deal about his brother, the mechanic in YPO, said that it is a solvent. That's all it is. Ethanol is a solvent, and that's why it's bad, bad, bad. All right.
I feel sorry for people like that.
I'm going away now.
Okay. Thanks, Rob. Okay, who's next?
We have Steve from Kaneohe.
Steve from Kaneohe.
Hi.
You're on the air.
I've got a 89 Ford Ranger pickup, and it has sat in storage for 3 years.
Mm-hmm.
and it had a full tank of gas when it went in there. It hasn't been started or run in that time. And so now I need to get it going again. And so I've changed the plugs and everything on the electrical side. And I years ago had another car that got into storage unplanned for 4 or 5 years. And a friend said, hey, the gasoline turns like varnish.
Mm-hmm.
And coats especially the fuel pump that you just mentioned. And so in that case, I just tossed away the fuel pump, put a new one in, took out the carburetors and overhauled them, and it ran fine. So this time, this one's fuel injected, of course. And so I want to know, what can I expect to get this running again? I've ordered the two fuel pumps that Ranger takes and have them.
Oh, so, you don't have to change it.
Okay.
Just change the gas.
Okay.
And that's so it. And the oil, the motor oil.
Yeah, so drain the gas and oil out, and I should expect that it start up and fire and turn over and run.
It'll run great.
A little rough, yeah, for the beginning possibly, but okay.
What kind of gas are you using?
Just regular.
I would recommend the Soro Premium.
Yeah.
Everybody in Hawaii should not run the regular. The regular octane is below 87. And you cannot run even a weed whacker on that gas. Because minimum octane for any gasoline engine is 87.
Okay, so before I go changing out parts, the first thing ought to be, hey, just try to swap out the gas, put in some good fresh gas.
You got it.
So that. Hey, appreciate it. Thanks very much.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay.
We have Tristan from Montreal, Canada.
Oh, no. He's calling for his ethanol.
Yes, sir. He knew it. So what's the status on it?
We're having a problem trying to get it there.
Yeah.
Yeah, all kind of red tapes, man.
Yeah, and when it's good stuff, that's what they do. They limit it to the people, you know?
Yep. One of the listeners said, you drive down to the USA, then you can put it in your car and drive back across the border.
Oh, I see. So I got an address somewhere there.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the only thing is the closest address I have is about 7 hours in, is around near Boston, Mass. So.
Wow.
Probably not the most effective. It's going to be a really expensive gas trip, you know?
I know.
So it's out of the question, huh?
Yeah. I mean, you guys got to make it over there in Canada.
I guess they
you want me to come over there and make a refinery for you?
I'd like that very much, actually.
Yeah.
That'd be amazing, but I think you're going to start it there in Hawaii first, no?
Oh, yes. Hawaii is always first.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. We're trying it. We're trying to get it going this year.
Oh, yeah? Is it looking good? Is it looking promising? Or?
It looks as promising as the first Christmas tree we ever had in Hawaii.
Okay.
Wait a minute. What do you mean by that?
That's for all of you to go figure out.
Yeah. You need cold climate for that, usually.
That's right.
Yeah. You're not going to get any time soon unless, I don't know, maybe a storm goes by.
That's right.
So, okay, I guess I'll just keep up to date with these the change, if there's any changes with the ethanol.
Yep.
Well, thanks anyhow.
Okay.
Have a good one.
You too.
Thanks. Bye-bye.
Aloha.
Stay tuned. We'll be right back with George Nita on Automotive 101.
Are you looking for a new car or a used car? I would recommend calling Maui Toyota. Everything can be done on the phone, folks. And they're the only independent Toyota dealership in the state of Hawaii. So you get better prices. You can call them direct at 537-4447. That's 537-4447. And everything is done on the phone. So you don't have to go there. You just call them and they set it all up. Talk to DJ or Damien Senior, either one. I highly recommend them. Give them a try. The best dealer in the state for Toyotas. 537-4447. Remember now, talk to DJ or Damien Sr.
You have to be doing something right if you've been in business for over 30 years. Auto Tech Service Center is in town, right off Dillingham Boulevard. If you have dents, need body work, and don't know where to go, call Auto Tech Service Center now at 841-5851. That's 841-5851. Auto Tech Service Center, 841-5851.
Okay, we're back rolling again. And you can give us a call at 808-296-5467. I recommend cleaning your battery terminals every 2 years. For those of you that go to other places to have your car serviced, this is one of the services they should do automatically, but evidently a lot of service technicians do not clean your battery terminals. It is highly recommended to clean those battery terminals at least every 2 years unless you have an Optima battery. Optima batteries, you don't need to do that.
Why? What happens if you don't clean it every 2 years?
The acid that leaks out of the batteries will corrode the terminals, prevent a good contact point, and you'll get stalled. So you should do that by a regular system of every 2 years, or at least your technician that services your car should be aware of it and do it automatically. Okay, so I recommend using the KN cold air package for better gas mileage, more power. Okay. Anyway,
we have Mike from Waipahu.
Hi, Mike.
Yes, I have a Mercedes 2003. I have problems with the car dying off.
Okay.
It runs and it stops. And
what kind of gasoline you're running in the Mercedes?
Tesoro, 92.
You know the 92 is 89?
Well, the premium.
Yeah, it's actually 89.
Mm-hmm.
And if you look in your owner's manual on your car,
mm-hmm.
the minimum they recommend is 92. There is no 92. Two things could be wrong. Is that the idle control valve is gummed up with all that junk from the gasoline, or you have some problem with the engine. But most time it's that idle control valve. It gets gummed up.
But where is that located?
It's on the right by the throttle body. If you take out that air bellows that goes to the throttle body and look inside, you'll see the inside of your throttle body all gummed up.
I took off the filter.
Mm-hmm.
And it starts fine.
What kind of filter are you running?
I changed it to a K&N.
Okay.
And then when I put it back, it ran fine.
Oh.
And then it stopped again.
Yeah, it sounds like the idle control valve. It's sticky.
So, is that outside of the engine?
Yeah. It's on the throttle the throttle body.
That round on a top.
Yeah, if you go to a parts store, that's the best way to do it. You go to a parts store like Napa and tell them that you want idle control valve for your car.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And just open a box, look at it, and then put it back in a box, and then go look for it on your car.
Uh huh. It's a small part.
Yeah, about 2x4.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I take it you're not using ethanol.
No.
Do you see?
They just Tesoro.
Yeah. All European cars should be running at least 2 gallons of ethanol to a tank full of gas.
Mm-hmm.
It'll make the car run 100 times better.
Mm-hmm.
Got to try it.
Okay, thank you.
Okay?
Yeah.
Thanks for calling. Aloha. Okay, so 808-296-5467. Okay? Ethanol is a great way to go, a good fuel. I love it. And until you try it, don't knock it. But if you're not planning to keep using it, don't try it, because your car is going to love it. Your car will become like an alcoholic. You know, alcoholics, they got to have it. They get addicted to it. Okay? So, anyway. Anyway, if you have doubts about it, don't use it. More for me, less for you. So, anyway. The world's running out of oil, and there's a lot of signs that show it, and people don't see it. A lot of people don't believe it, so that's okay. That's normal. People don't believe things until the last minute. You should change your oil every 3 months or 3,000 miles, no later. Okay? Think, folks. Think. Back in the 50s and 60s, what did the manufacturer say? You change your oil and filter every 1,000 miles. And the filter was humongous.
Wait, that's only if you use regular oil, though.
Yeah, well, 99% of the people today are using regular oil. Okay? But back then, the manufacturer had integrity. They thought about quality. They thought about having a car built for you that would last and last. And it did. Because the 55 Chevy and the 57 Chevy still here. You think your 2010 Ford will be around 40 years from now? I don't think so. Most of them will be gone. Anyway, who's next?
We have Mitchell from Waikiki.
Hi, Mitchell.
Hi, how you doing?
Okay. Hello?
Yeah, can you hear me okay?
Oh, yeah.
Okay, good. Hey, I have a 2002 Honda Passport, which is basically an Isuzu Rodeo.
Uh-huh.
And it's got about 92,000 miles on it, and recently I bought an engine scanner, just a cheap one, but I had a check engine light, and it told me that I had a mass airflow sensor problem.
Mm-hmm.
So it started to run a little bit rough, and I went and finally I bought a new mass airflow sensor, but I got it from O'Reilly. I didn't get an OEM, and according to a lot of people that I'm talking to, I should have gotten an OEM.
That's right.
But so I replaced the stock one, and this thing runs awful when it's cold, but once it warms up, it runs fine. I started to run into a lot of problems with that, so then I went and traded it out for a new one. Again, same problem. Finally, I took it down to the dealership, had them take a look at it. They told me that it started to trigger a bunch of codes, that it was a lean mixture, a rich mixture, misfiring, all these other things that never showed up until I changed that mass airflow sensor with an aftermarket one. And so I'm ready to put my last $500 into this thing, and I'm just curious if you have any insight that may be causing additional problems outside of replacing two mass airflow sensors, still having the same problem.
Well, I think you should have called earlier.
I think maybe I should have also.
Yeah, because I would have told you not to change the mass airflow.
Okay.
All you do is go get one of those mass airflow cleaners, aerosol cleaner, and spray it clean.
Ah, okay.
You save some money.
Yeah, hindsight is 20/20 right about now.
And if you were using 2 gallons of ethanol to every tank of gas you use, you wouldn't have that problem.
There it is. Okay.
Because they have something in the gas that's gumming up everything, sending vapors up and damaging the idle control valves, mass airflow sensors, O2 sensors on the exhaust, and everything else. And the ethanol, adding 2 gallons or 3 gallons of ethanol to every tank, you kind of dilute the ingredients that is in the gas, and you won't have any problems.
Okay, and I can pick that ethanol up from you?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, well, thank you very much. I think I'm going to spend my last $500 on this car before I go and buy a new one, and see if replacing it with an OEM.
You cannot replace. You cannot return that mass airflow sensor.
I can return it, but I got to return it with. But I got to have something else in there in the first.
What happened to the old one?
I gave it to him. I didn't have any use for it. I was under the impression that while I'm replacing this, so rather than keep it around.
Oh no.
Yeah, I. You know, it's like again. You know, 2020 right now, but. I tell you, I'm gonna go down to see the guys over at Pfluger because they always take good care of me and try to get the problem fixed.
Mm-hmm.
So and then I'll stop by your shop and pick up some ethanol.
Okay.
All right, sir.
All right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you. Aloha. Oh boy. Okay. So. We try to go the cheaper way, and we end up the most expensive way, don't we? So, we have to think before we move, and we have to ask before we do. It don't hurt to ask ahead of time. Plan ahead.
Well, how do you know when you need to use original or...
Oh, that's what I just went through saying. You ask. Yeah? Okay? Heavenly Father gave us a mouth with a voice to ask. Say, excuse me.
Ask and you shall receive.
Yes. Okay? So, you know, no shame. All they're going to think, oh, that stupid guy don't know nothing. That's all right. You're learning something. Okay? So, anyway. Lights on, nobody's home. Right? Save electricity. Turn your lights off when you're not home. Anyway, oil change boxes is not good. I'm going to fight this all the way to the end, folks. Oil change boxes are not legal in a lot of states in America, in the USA. So why should it be legal here in Hawaii? It should not be legal. Come on, folks. Let's stop it. The oil change boxes are going to landfill. I don't care what they say about we have a coating or protecting, whatever. It's no good. Okay? If it's no good in other states, then it's no good here. So let's get something together and stop it. Now, what do you think about these young people that are demonstrating? I know it's not automotive, but they're demonstrating at Thomas Square Park. Think about that. Anyway, I'd like to thank all the callers for calling in. Because you, the callers, make the show, not me. It's you guys. Okay? For asking questions and things like that. This is Hawaii. The only one in the whole world. So let's hang together and try to make it the best place in the world. Take care of each other. Help each other. Always remember, folks, make it a win-win, not a lose-lose. Okay? So drive carefully, don't drink and drive, and I'll see you all next week, Saturday. Hopefully, we get 2 hours. Aloha.
The preceding program was paid for by George Nita, and the views and opinions do not necessarily reflect those of the staff and management of AM 690 KHNR.